The Amos and Andy Music Hall with tonight's guest, Mr. Les Brown. Good evening. This is Harlow Wilcox inviting you to the Amos and Andy Music Hall, brought to you transcribed every Monday through Friday by Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell. Amos and Andy. And starring George Kingfish Stevens as Master of Ceremonies.
Well, good evening, folks. Glad to see you again.
How you do, folks? Tonight our guest is the man with the band of renown, Mr. Les Brown.
Say, tell me something, Kingfish. I didn't see you around the lodge all Saturday and Sunday. Where was you over the weekend?
Well, Saturday, me and Sapphire and Mama spent the day at the beach. And Sunday, I spent recovering from the horrible experience.
Oh, it was pretty bad, huh?
Yeah, with the preparations them two gals made, you would think we was going to cross the Sahara Desert instead of just waddling down to Coney Island for the day. They took along 18 assorted sandwiches, 3 quarts of milk, a shoebox full of potato salad, and a thermos full of flaxseed tea.
Yeah, what in the world was that for?
Well, Mama had it in case she got a chill riding home on the subway in her wetsuit.
You mean they let you on the subway with all that stuff?
Well, they didn't say nothing about the food and the luggage, but Mama had a little argument with the guard about the beach umbrella. He saw it her way, though, when Mama threatened to slug him with the meat grinder.
A meat grinder?
Oh, yeah. We had a roast left over from the night before, and we set up the card table on the beach, clamped the meat grinder on it, ground out some hamburgers.
Yeah, well, I'd like to hear more about this caravan, Kingfish, but first I want the folks to hear Miss K-Star singing Good and Lonesome.
I'll be good while you're gone. I'll be lonesome while you're gone. I'll be good.
Telling us about your trip to the beach. Did you rent a bathhouse when you got down there?
No. We brung along one of them canvas cabanas. You know, one of them portable tents with the striped canvas on the side.
Yeah.
I was in there changing when two drunks wandered in and asked me to read their palm.
Tell me something. Did you all go in the ocean?
Oh, yeah. While we was in the water, though, the wind came along and uprooted the cabana. It scattered all our clothes in different directions.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, it carried Mama's camisole a half a mile down the beach. Some kid brung it back, though. He thought it was some new kind of a lobster trap.
I didn't think your mama and Sapphire could swim, Kingfish.
Oh, no, they can't swim. They sort of sits down at the water's edge and lets the waves lap over them. They claps their hands, has a wonderful time. Only trouble is, squatting there, they look like a couple of sea lions waiting for the grunion to run.
I was on the beach last week myself. And I tell you, some of the gals in them bikini bathing suits is really something.
Yeah, they is pretty skimpy, ain't they?
Skimpy? I have seen salamis in the butcher store with more cover than some of them wear.
Yeah, well, turning from the fashion discussion here, we got a real pretty ballad that I want the folks to hear. It's sung by Miss Vera Lynn.
I live in a little house. It holds so much for such a little house. It's filled with friendly things like books and toys. The tears of little girls, the laughter of boys. And with simple things like these, we're building a dream and growing memories. So when I pray with all my heart, and every prayer I start begins this way. Please bless my little house, a house that's big enough for so much love. So when I my little house, a house that's big enough for so much love.
Don't be fancy.
Now you can have dry, sweet underarms, even in hot, stuffy rooms, with a new, super effective deodorant.
The new Vanishing Cream deodorant, Arid.
Arid gives you a new kind of protection, rubbed-in protection.
You simply rub Arid in, you rub perspiration out.
You rub Arid in, you rub odor out. When the cream vanishes, you know you're safe.
Here's the secret. Soft, creamy Arid now contains a new exclusive ingredient called Purse Stop. And Purse Stop makes Arid a real vanishing cream deodorant. That's why Arid is 1.5 times as effective as any other leading deodorant, as proved by doctors.
Rubbed in daily, Arid with Purse Stop keeps underarms dry, soft, and sweet. Keeps your clothes safe from stains.
No other deodorant can give you this extra protection because no other contains Purse Stop.
So get Arid. Only 43 cents plus tax.
Don't be fancy.
Use Arid to be sure.
I swear.
As I live and breathe, I love you. Every dream I dream is of you. Every breath I take is for you. You and you alone, just you. Take my kisses to your pillow. Take my dreams into your dreams. Moonlight shining on your pillow lights the way to love, it seems. Hear my prayer and leave me never. Let me care for you forever. Just you. As I live and breathe, I swear I'll always love you. I will be yours, love, just you. As I live and breathe, I swear I'll always love you. I will be yours, love, forevermore.
That was Mr. Frank Bernadette doing all that living and breathing.
Yes, folks, there's no mistaking that music. It's the man whose band has been voted once again in 1955 as the Band of the Year, Mr. Les Brown.
Thank you, Amos.
You know, Mr. Brown, the number I love is that one you writ, that Sentimental Journey. That is really beautiful.
Well, I guess the thought of a trip back home appeals to just about everybody.
Yeah, I'll never forget when I decided to take a trip back to my hometown a couple of years ago. I wired them I was coming, and when my train pulled in, every one of my relatives was there waiting on the platform.
They came down to welcome you?
No, they was there to make sure I didn't get off that train. After the train left, they tore up the tracks and burned down the station.
Well, that's not exactly what I had in mind when I wrote Sentimental Journey. But there might be another song there. I'll be down to meet you with the posse, honey.
Tell me, Miss Brown, where did you get started in the music business?
Well, I've been playing almost as long as I can remember. My father was a musician before me and still teaches in high school in Pennsylvania. I kept it up through military school, music school, and Duke University.
Oh, I suppose, Dan, you was the boy that played the music to get the other fellas up in the morning.
Well, I did try that once in New York Military Academy, but I found out that it was against regulations to play reveille on a tenor sax.
I understand that your band is so happy together. You never have no fights or jealousies or nothing. How you explain that?
Well, when I started out, Andy, someone suggested I should treat my sidemen like one of the family. Instead, I decided to treat them like human beings. And we've been happy ever since.
Well, I know you was on the Bob Hope Show in the wintertime, Mr. Brown, but is you and the band taking a vacation for the summer?
Well, Kingfish, you might call it that, but we don't. We're on our annual summer tour. As a matter of fact, tomorrow night we'll be in Chippewa Lake, Ohio. Then we go to Westview Park in Pittsburgh, then over to Sunset Park in Carrollton, PA. The next night we're on the Jackie Gleason Show in New York. And that same night, we opened at Basin Street for a week in New York City. Before we get back home, we will have played about 20 states and part of Canada.
Yeah, you know, I had an uncle that used to make a tour like that every summer.
Did he have a band, Andy?
No, he sold snake oil, and he had to keep one jump ahead of the sheriff.
Well, we have a pretty solid bunch of citizens in our outfit. The only sheriffs we see are music lovers.
Well, Mr. Brown, I know you has made a lot of hit records and written a lot of numbers. Is there any number you'd like us to play for the folk tonight?
Well, yes, there is, Amos. How about Simplicity, our first Capitol release? You know, recently we just changed to the Capitol label. We're very happy about it all.
Well, we'd certainly be happy to play it for you tonight. Wish Mr. Les Brown all the luck in the world on his tour.
Hey, Kingfish, there's that question and answer man again. You just listen to what he say.
What do viceroys do for you that no other filter tip can do?
Do for me?
Do for me?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. What do viceroys do for all smokers that no other filter tip can do? Here's the answer. Only Viceroy gives you 20,000 filter traps in every filter tip. To filter, filter, filter your smoke, while the rich, rich flavor comes through.
You're right. The flavor does come through. Smoothly, easily.
For my money, Viceroy's taste even better than cigarettes without filters.
Next time you hear the question, what do Viceroy's do for you that no other filter tip can do? You know the answer. Only Viceroy gives you 20,000 filter traps in every filter tip. To filter, filter, filter your smoke, while the rich, rich flavor comes through. Smoke Viceroy's. Get 20,000 filters. Get richer, smoother flavor.
Well, I gotta get home, boy. I got to get down to the lost and found first thing in the morning.
Why, what's the matter? You lose something on your trip to Coney Island?
Yeah, getting off the subway in the crowd, we lost some of our food. I got to go down to lost and found and see if anyone has turned in a shoebox full of potato salad.
Well, before you go, Kingfish, I think you'll want to hear this real spirited number by the DeJohn sisters. They are saying, pass the plate of happiness around.
See you tomorrow at the same time.
So long, everybody.
Good night, folks.
The Amos and Andy Music Hall will be presented again tomorrow night at this same time. This is Harlow Wilcox inviting you to join us every night, Monday through Friday. The Amos and Andy Music Hall, transcribed, is produced by Sam Pierce and directed by Cliff Howell. Executive producers Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier.